This is the Catch Up on Hit with Flick and Tim.
I'm back and I'm grumpier than ever in a little segment that we call What Do You Mean? What do you mean? It's where I get to ask questions of the songs that we know and love. Yes, I love the hits and old school that we play, but sometimes, Flick, the lyrics, they just get my... What's the term? Get my goat?
Grind my gears.
Grind my gears.
Yeah, get my goat. That's another one.
I don't have a goat, but if I did have a goat, this song would get it, that's for sure. I'm talking... the 2008 classic by Flo Rida featuring T-Pain, Get Low.
Amazing.
I love this song, actually.
It's called really... Low. Do you know that?
Oh, just Low, not
it's
Get Low?
It's Low, yeah. Okay, assuming you're already there.
No, I'm saying
it. What's wrong with Flo Rida's 2008 classic hit, Low?
Low.
We all know and love from school formals.
Okay, Flo Rida, he explains very clearly a girl in this song, which I'm assuming this girl is getting low with Flo Rida. This is how he describes her. Apple-bottom jeans.
Boots with the fur.
And boots with the fur.
Yeah.
And, of course, the whole club is looking at her.
Yeah.
So she's got two discerning features, Flick. Apple-bottom jeans and boots with the fur.
Yeah.
Yeah, here she is. And because she's dressed so well, I'm assuming, and because she's getting so low, the club keeps on looking at her.
Yeah, and they...
Later on, though, listen to how he describes her now. She's in baggy sweatpants and Reeboks with the straps, Flick.
Oh, he slaps her bottom. That's not nice.
And then he turns around and gives that big booty a smack, it does sound like she was asking for it.
Excuse me.
What's going on?
2008 was a different time, wasn't it?
I've got a continuity issue with the girl in the song. In one moment, she's wearing baggy sweatpants, and in the other moment, she's wearing apple-bottom jeans. I don't really know the difference.
Yeah, but it was 2008.
Is she doing a costume change?
Maybe that was the thing of doubling up. If you look back at, you know, the noughties fashion, it was pretty whack. It was pretty unsettling. Like, a few hairs counted as eyebrows back then, so I'm not sure what the pant fashion was. Maybe it was double up.
Flick, you're talking about the 90s, or the noughties, 2008.
Yeah.
We were around 10 years ago.
Yeah.
Was anyone doubling up?
I'm not at all.
Was anybody wearing two outfits at once?
Remember when we used to wear jeans with skirts over the top? Do you remember when women used to do that?
Actually, yeah, that was a weird phase.
Yeah, so I don't think we can go back.
You think she's wearing apple-bottom jeans and baggy sweatpants over the top?
Over the top of two pairs of shoes as well, which is the...
Reeboks with the straps.
And the boots with the... It might have been cold in the club. You don't know.
I don't know. What is this freak job outfit going on, Flo Rida?
Poor thing got slapped on the butt by Flo Rida, I think.
So hard she doesn't even know what's going on anymore.
Poor girl.
Julia Morris is one of Australia's most beloved comedians, and she's also the host of I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here. She's touring around the country, and we're having a little chat with her.
Julia, welcome to Bendigo.
Thank you. How are you?
You deserve three Julias because you're fabulous.
It's just the best of times.
Isn't it? Of course, have been seeing you on our TVs and loving it for I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here. We have some questions about that because clearly you look glamorous AF. You're staying in some luxe accommodation, right?
Yeah, what's going on behind the scenes?
Oh, look, I pretty much get carried to my accommodation. That's how luxurious it is.
We've seen that. We've seen that a couple of times on the show, legitimately.
The luxurious accommodation is amazing, but we get to spend about 11 minutes in it every day.
Yeah.
Obviously, coming to Bendigo, the show is called Julia Morris Lift and Separate, the Golden Jubilee Tour. What is that all about? What are we talking about in the show?
Tim doesn't know.
Well, in the show, I sort of talk about the fact that I've just turned 50, which is very exciting.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
You and Kylie.
Yeah, I know. Well, Kylie's much younger than me. She's a good 4 weeks younger than me. So, you know, I think it really shows as well. I'm not going to lie.
What are some of the things that you notice as you've clocked over?
Well, I definitely noticed that through your 40s, you're pretty stressed about getting older. Very stressed. And it manifests itself in all sorts of different ways, like aggression. So there's a number of stories of moments where perhaps I haven't treated situations as relaxed as I should. So I'm dobbing myself in with the audience quite a good deal. And then other stories where I think, oh gosh, what was I whinging about all along? And Yeah, if anyone has never been to a stand-up show of mine before, I am more of an Irish storyteller. They're great, lovely stories that all kind of intertwine, and it's also a good night. A lot of women bring their husbands along, and I think the husbands come along thinking, oh, my God, seriously, why? The husbands end up really laughing and enjoying themselves as well, because I am not a man basher. My husband is incredibly efficient. He's great around the house. I keep saying to him he should set up one of those, those love lines where people ring in, and he'd be saying, I've just finished 5 loads of washing. both children have had their baths and they're
I dusted behind dinner. The couch.
Yeah.
Because I know you like it.
I do.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. So I think the boys are refreshed that they're not just coming in to hear, a female comedian get stuck into why men are hopeless.
Slag them off. Well, the show is Julia Morris, Lift and Separate, Golden Jubilee Tour, tomorrow night at the Alumbra Theatre. Get your tickets. Thank you so much, Julia Morris. See you there.
Can't wait to see you guys.
I am in the thick of training, Eddie, at the moment.
How's it going?
We've had a few setbacks. Unfortunately, I don't know if I've said this, but he was in a bit of a tussle with a dog recently that left him quite battered and bruised. And so the poor pup, I've really felt horrible.
That is sad. I do give a lot of crap to Eddie. Feel for him at the moment.
Poor Bubba. I had to keep him off his feet for a while. But he's okay. He's back. He's fighting fit. He's all good. But I thought, you know what? This is serious. Let's train him up. Let's get back into that good training. Because I do a bit of recall with him. Eddie, come and sit and heal and all that.
Good things for a sausage dog to be able to do.
Good things. I can barely tell if he's sitting most of the time because he's so low to the ground. Anyway, one thing he does is he plays with his lead. Like a lot of dogs do this. You've probably got a dog at home that's doing this this morning on your walk. They just like want to be in charge. So they grab their lead and hold it in their mouth, mm-hmm. or they have a little tussle with it where they're like, oh, I'm giving this lead a good showing. I'm telling it who's boss. It's very annoying.
My dog used to take the lead and just take himself for a walk.
Easy.
Like he wouldn't play with it or anything. He would just hold the lead. I'm in charge now. Yeah, I am taking me for a walk.
They got their head up high thinking they're the boss. Eddie does that too. I decided that the tussling
high for him is, subjective.
3 centimetres. Yeah. I thought this is not good behaviour, so I need to stamp it out of him. So I've got treats and it's all about positive reinforcement. Yeah. So for Eddie, if he does that with the lead, I say, leave it. And if he drops the lead, I give him a treat. And I was getting really good at it. He was getting really good. Because I'd been doing a little bit of piss farting around before I got out of the house. So he's there going, come on, let's get out of the house. I want to go for a walk.
Okay.
And so he's tussling with the lead.
He's got time to kill anyway.
Leave it. And he stops doing it.
Good.
Picks it up again. Leave it. Stops doing it. I think, and anyone, any kids that's doing psychology in school at the moment will know what I've been doing. I've been encouraging effectively Eddie
to pick up the lead, and play with it and then give it back to you.
He's going, oh, look at me playing with the lead. You don't like this, but you're going to tell me to stop and then you're going to get me a treat. It's getting worse before it gets better.
So from the dog's perspective, from his perspective, he hasn't learnt to put down the lead. He's learnt to pick up and then put down the lead. He thinks that the trick is, she really likes it when I play with the lead and then stop.
Explains the barking thing as well. Bark, 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 stop. Treat. Bark, 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 stop, treat. Oh, God, I am not
This is why positive reinforcement doesn't work. It's time to get out the super soaker.
No!
Live from Hollywood.
Pressing live right now to our mate Dean McCarthy over in Hollywood. And look, everybody loves a little bit of 90s nostalgia, which was the idea with Roseanne coming back to television. But Dean, it has been so short-lived. What's gone on?
Oh my goodness, short-lived, good word. Let me tell you, Roseanne Barr, the star of Roseanne, she has had her entire show axed today with one tweet. Let me read you the tweet. This is what she did. It's a very racist tweet, so a bit of a warning. Basically, the tweet was about Barack Obama's advisor, Valerie Jarrett, who's an African-American woman. Roseanne Barr tweeted this. Muslim Brotherhood and Planet of the Apes have had a baby equals Valerie Jarrett.
There's no excuse. You know not to do that, no. Roseanne. Come on.
She deleted her tweet. She apologized, but there's no going back from that. And the CEO of ABC today fired her and the show on the spot. Over 100 people will lose their jobs. The show is axed. It is not coming back. It is done and dusted. And the CEO of ABC said that this is just completely not in line with our morals. Which it's not. Which it's just not. It's not in line with anyone's morals.
Do you know who's going to be really upset, Dean? It's none other than Donald Trump Sr. He's going to be real upset because it was his little ally on TV, wasn't it?
Oh, did he like her? Were they friends?
She was a pro-Trump.
Very close, yep. She was a pro-Trump, all about Trump, yep.
Can I ask a question? What's the deal? Is there like a relationship between fame and success and just putting crazy things on Twitter? Because I feel like Roseanne has not been doing anything crazy for the last 30 years. And now all of a sudden her show comes back and straight away, straight to the crazy.
It's true. They just like to, I don't know, they get egos. Hollywood is so egos. Like they get these massive, massive egos. And then they feel like they can just say whatever they want. And now she has proven that you can't. Even with a show that premiered with 18 million viewers, it is pulling in millions of dollars in advertising revenue. Even then, ABC still will not back that show. So, it's ugly.
Yeah,
it's really ugly.
Good for the ABC. So with that gone, what do you reckon could be next in our hit of 90s nostalgia?
I don't know. I feel like you two need your own TV show and just whip that on TV. Done.
Man, Fraser already did it.
The ratings in.
The TV series Shark Tank, it's about businesses pitching themselves to big names in Australian business, trying to get some money.
I love it. Yeah.
They get the
sharks. There are four sharks who have businesses already.
Yeah.
And then the new guys come in and they say, oh, you should invest in my company.
These are impressive people. Like Janine Ellis from Boost. She found Boost Juice Australia. Mm. This is one. And they can offer money to these people, right? Now, every so often, I know that some of these businesses are plants to get people talking, and it works.
Because, oh, you think?
Yes.
No way.
Because
they're real people.
Two mates went on the show, Perth Friends, to pitch their business, their personal training business called Body Consultants. And here it is on Shark Tank.
First into the tank tonight are fitness buddies, Jack and James, ready to flex their business muscles for the sharks.
Good job. I think we've got this in the bag.
I'm sure if we'll be able to see a deal in us, and we can hopefully see a deal in them too. We can't really lose. We either get a deal or we get really good publicity, and I'll be able to use it on my Tinder profile.
I'm out.
He's such a cool dude. So it gets worse though, Tim. So this is more than
Maybe
a gym.
He's going on it because he wants to use it on his Tinder profile.
This is more than a gym, okay?
What?
This is,
okay.
And if I had a dollar for every time, that's been added. $5,000 a year. So, which is, according to average, five times the general standard for gym membership fees, right? $5,000 a year.
What?
Five personal training studios are supposedly turning over $2 million in revenue. Now, the point is they're saying they're different because they offer a relationship and accountability. You don't just rock up. You don't just scan in.
It's not a gym. It's a girlfriend.
Yeah. Yes. They cost a lot of money, but less than a real girlfriend. They are saying that if you miss an appointment, they're going to call you. They're going to ask you if you're going on holidays. They're going to basically harass you until you turn up to your classes.
Oh, my God.
Which, for people that know what it's like to have constant phone calls from companies, that ain't a relationship. That's not fun. That's very one way. Anyway, they basically said that they're going to be
work?
The best.
Did they get off the ground? Did they get any investors?
No. Well, it didn't work out well for them. But they said even if they don't get it, their Tinder profile is going to be off the chain. So I'm sure they're getting swipes left, right, and center.
Would you swipe right on the gym bros from Perth?
Quickly. Is right good or bad?
Right is good. Right means yes.
Oh, God, no. I delete the app and put my phone in an incinerator if that was on the app of Tinder.
I put my hand up. Having moved to Central Victoria, it was my first time. I've never played Aussie rules before. And I thought, you know what? Maybe it's time that I give it a go. Yesterday on air, we said, do any clubs want to give me a little bit of a run? We got in contact with the Bloods. And last night, I had my first ever training session. We've actually got Brady, the coach, on the line from last night. G'day, Brady.
G'day, Tim. How are you going?
Yeah, good.
Let's get some honest answers from Brady. You're the coach of the South Bendigo Bloods, correct, Brady?
That's correct.
Excellent.
How are you, Frank?
I'm really well, thank you. I'd like to know, I wasn't there. I didn't have my eyes on the prize. How was young Tim Rubin, a baby at only 28 years of age, how was he doing training with the Bloods?
No, he was good. He got there early and got the warm-up, and we spent a little bit of time with him getting him to hold the football properly. he got to know a few of the boys, and we also had the umpires there last night, which was really good. I guess you could get a bit of understanding from some of the other rules as well with the umpires there, so probably come at a good session.
Excellent. Now, tell me, is there a chance, any chance at all, that Tim could be playing for the Bloods in a legitimate game this season?
In the reserves, obviously.
Yeah, so as Tim would have seen last night, we do have pretty good numbers. So it's one of those things that we'll... Tim's more than welcome to continue to train, and we'll just see what happens, because footy's a funny thing. You never know with injuries and things like that. So
yeah. If every single teammate, like, you know, does a hammy, then you need someone. Maybe.
It's not a strong yes, but it's not a definitive no either.
Do you know what we got from Brady? We got a, I've got your number. Let me see how we
Brady's
go.
Brady's playing a little bit of hard to get.
Thanks.
But that's okay.
Thanks, Brady.
I've been here before.
Who are the Bloods playing this weekend?
We've got Kangaroo Flat.
Okay,
I'm sure that as Tim told me, he kicked his first goal though last night.
He told everyone. He's told the cleaner.
I reenacted it. Gee, I did a reenactment around the office already.
Goodness me. He wants BT to do a spoken commentary on his goal, and it's just ridiculous.
All right, Brady, I'm going to keep up with training, and hey, maybe one day we'll get there. Maybe one day I'll take to the field.
Thanks, Brady.
Hey, more than welcome anytime, Tim.